You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of April 10th, 2021.
Hey, listen, if you ever send someone money using Zelle or Venmo or something like that, you have to be really careful what you put in the description of the payment. A mortgage broker's video went viral this past week because she talked about how banks are actually looking at those transactions and they can see the description. So if you think it's funny to say, hey, sugar daddy or money for drugs, you might want to hold off on that, especially if you're looking for a loan. And the good news is they only check back, say, 3 to 6 months. But did you hear about the other viral mortgage video going viral this past week? A woman set her mortgage documents on fire. Yeah, her name was Bernadette. All right, come on, Mike. That was a good one. That was all right.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, listen, this is the Kim Komando Show. You can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at GetKim.com. You can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio. And thanks to our servicemen and women in the Armies, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area at T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd like to thank Simply Safe for helping to make this show possible. If you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a home break-in ever again. That's how quick and easy it is to set up a new security system from Simply Safe. It's so easy. You can do it during a Netflix binge, watching the game, or listening to a certain radio show. With Simply Safe, I love how I can see and hear what's happening at home, anytime, anywhere, from any device, all in crystal clear HD video. The streaming's flawless. And with this ultra-wide lens, I can see everything that's going on. Plus, I'll tell you, it's incredibly easy to just customize it for your home. Go to simplysafekim.com. You choose the sensors that you need. You get help from one of their experts if you want it. And Simply Safe is an easy step you can make to ensure that everyone feels safe at home. You just don't get this arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. And with fast free shipping, by this time next week, you and your entire family can go to bed knowing you're protected. Go to simplysafekim.com today to customize your system, and you're going to get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafekim.com. Once again, that address, simplysafekim.com. And Start Mail. Free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim, and you're going to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off the first year. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim, and ExpressVPN. Thanks to the data brokers profiting off your online activity, there's no longer such a thing as a private citizen. To keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, we're going to start this hour with 5 things you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you buy, what you spend your money on. And we're going to start with 5G internet service. It includes T-Mobile, and yeah, they're a sponsor, but this is big news. They announced that 30 million homes across the U.S. are now eligible for their 5G home internet service. That includes 10 million homes in rural areas. And we get that question a lot. I live out in the boonies. I have a farm. I have a ranch. And I need the internet. So home internet over 5G, it's different than what you're going to get with cable or fiber. There's a few things to take into consideration. For instance, the average broadband speed in the U.S. is about 125 megabits per second download. T-Mobile's home internet is supposed to be in the 100 megabit range for most, could be closer to 50. They also might put you on 4G if that's actually faster. As price goes, it's not bad. $60 a month, especially when you take into account there's no data caps, no contracts, and no hardware to rent. You're going to get a 4G, 5G modem that will work as the Wi-Fi router. Again, there's no scientific evidence of any health risks associated with 5G. If anything, 5G just helps conspiracy theories just spread a little bit faster. Number two, sell those Pokemon cards. Yes, over the past few years, especially since the pandemic began, trading cards are once again a really, really hot commodity. According to eBay, almost 100 trading cards are sold every single minute. So eBay says, all right, we'll make it easier for you. So they're updating their app. It's actually pretty cool if you're into this. You point your phone's camera to a trading card. It brings up that card or a list of possible matches. You choose the one. The app will create the listing for you in about the half the time it usually takes to do it manually. You can always add your own details and photos after that. So eBay's rolling this out. The first cards are Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh's cards are going to be added by May. And so this gives you plenty of time to go through all your kids' old card collections. Now, sports trading cards, they also have made a huge comeback. A Tom Brady rookie card sold this past week for $2.25 million. One little card, $2.25 million. On the card, he has the Super Bowl cut. Number three, picking your playlist just got easier. If you're an Amazon Music subscriber, they have a new feature called Car Mode. Basically, the top has bigger buttons for play, pause, skip, go back. And on the bottom, there's suggestions and things you can swipe through. So this is Amazon. You can skip all the buttons altogether. You can use Alexa. Now, if you are new to Amazon Music, it does get a little confusing. Okay. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you automatically have access to Amazon Music Prime, which gives you 2 million songs. Isn't that just crazy? Do you ever think of that? Do you ever think you'd have 2 million songs to choose from at any given moment? Well, Amazon Music Unlimited is a separate subscription that costs $10 a month and gives you access to 70 million songs. And that's 10 million songs of what Spotify offers and roughly the same of Amazon Music. So no matter what you have, keep your eyes on the road if you're listening when you're driving. Not sure if you heard about the guy that was driving when his car fell into a big hole. He just didn't see that well. Number four, if you can't buy them, then just copy them. That's been Facebook's MO for years. Have you heard about Clubhouse? It's this new app taking over like crazy. Basically, it's an audio-only app. It's like having your own radio show. You're the host. You have people in the audience. They can ask questions. And so now Facebook says, we see that and we want to up you. And so they have something new coming called Hotline. It's a little different in that it's a Q&A platform, doesn't rely solely on audio only. You can have video too. It kind of looks like Clubhouse a little bit, but again, they are doing things just a little bit differently. And speaking of Clubhouse, they're rolling out monetization for creators. They're teaming with Stripe. And so with Clubhouse payments, users will be able to send money to speakers directly through the app. So that pirate who got his ears pierced on Clubhouse, now you can pay him a buck in an ear. Finally, number five, you want to wait just a little bit longer before you buy that new Google gadget. And here's why. Because every year, Google puts on that developer conference they call I.O. Last year, it was canceled. This year, it's coming back. It's all virtual. We found out the dates, May 18th through May 20th. As far as specifics, we don't know a lot, but it's only a month away. So if you have your eye on a Google Pixel smartphone, a Nest speaker, a hub, or any other gadget, it's a good idea to wait to see what happens at I.O. Because even if you don't get the latest and greatest, you don't care about that. The old stuff usually goes on sale. And remember, not everything Google launches is total gold. So don't get your hopes up too much. I mean, you might remember Google Plus, which was like the gym of social networking. Everybody signed up, but no one ever used it. All right, small businesses have always shown an incredible ability to adapt, innovate, and survive. Even more so this past year, many, many small businesses just pivoted and they continued to grow and succeed. Now, another way you can adapt and grow is by finding the right people to help grow your business. And that is so very important. I was driving the other day and I thought to myself as I was leaving the studios, I don't think I have ever had in the 20 odd years plus years I've run this business. We have no debt. We have no investors. I don't think I've ever had a more solid team than I do right now, where everybody is valued. Every single person is important. They have a great attitude. They're progressive, they're innovative, and they laugh at my puns. And I want to tell you about my sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs. They can help you for free. You can get started by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's vast and diverse network of 740 million professionals. And I love how fast and easy it is. Just fill out the targeted screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, skills, and motivation you need for your business. Then with LinkedIn's simple filtering and management tools, you can easily review, rate, and hone in on your top candidate. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person for your role fast. We've used LinkedIn Jobs with great success in the past. And as we start to reopen the studios, I just know I can count on LinkedIn to find qualified people to join my team. And your first job post is free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. And you get your first job post for free. LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got a great hour in store you don't want to miss. We've got five things that you cannot remove about your personal life online. Okay, because you know you got a lot of stuff out there, but what can't you remove? We're going to tell you more about that because, you know, knowledge is power. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can catch the entire show as a podcast, a webcast, and you can listen to certain parts again over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com. Get a free 30-day trial. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. That's getkim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Coming up in just a few moments, a quick tip on how to get rid of all the junk on your Windows 10 Start menu. And how about we start this hour with Craig in beautiful Augusta, Georgia, where the Masters are underway this weekend. Is that right, Craig?
Yes, ma'am, it certainly is. Has he ever been out to the Augusta National?
You know, I have. I've never played, but I've driven through the gates, and I have an official Augusta Masters vest that I bought there. And it's
beautiful, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, here's a little fun fact for you. The first affiliate for the Kim Komando Show over 20 years ago was WGAC in Augusta.
Yes, ma'am. Harley Drew.
That's right.
Does that name ring a bell?
Yep, Handsome Harley.
There you go. That's exactly right. Look here, I have got a problem that I need to solve. And when I thought about information, I thought about Kim Komando. Facebook will not let me boost postings on there. For about the last 6 or 8 months. Now, for the 4 or 5 years before that, they didn't have any problem taking my money. I was spending about $300 or $400 a month with them.
Wow.
But for the last 6 or 8 months, they say boost unavailable. And I don't know what to do.
Okay, so have you tried to go into your settings for Facebook? And have you what do you say that you are? What kind of organization do you say that you are?
I'm a Georgian for Educational Excellence, which is involved with promoting K-12 public and private education in the state of Georgia.
Okay, but Craig, what box did you check on Facebook to say? Are you a business? Are you a nonprofit? Are you an advocacy?
I think I probably checked business and stuff. I didn't know there was a nonprofit thing on there.
There are different options. So here's what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go into your Facebook settings and establish it as a business page, if it's not already, and then look at the various settings. And here's the reason why. When we had this whole fiasco of the 2020 election, which we don't talk politics, but we all know that it was very, very heated on various levels. Is that Facebook came in and they said, listen, you know, we're not going to allow any political ads. As a matter of fact, we're going to start cracking down on social issues. And so you being an educational advocacy group is that they may think that you are social issues, even though you have nothing to do with Miramar or whatever it may be that they're trying to control.
Yes, ma'am.
But so they have suspended the ability for you to buy ads to tell people more about your service and what your advocacy. So if you go to facebook.com/ID, that's where you can ask to be reviewed. And because if you are promoting some type of social issue, is that they require that at the top of the ad will say ad paid for by. You're the name of your organization. But
yes, ma'am.
One of the things that I want you to also consider in your marketing efforts is that make sure that you're also doing email marketing. Are you doing any of that?
Some, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because email marketing is very, very effective. It's probably more effective in some ways than Facebook ads. And I know that you can target by zip code and by, you know, gender and age.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, whether or not they like pretzels or potato chips. And I get all that.
Uh-huh.
But email marketing is just a, really just a fabulous way for you to get your name out there,
okay,
to get your group out there. And of course, you have a website. And if there are anything that you can think of along the way, you know, as far as collecting email addresses, you know, you don't want to spam anybody, but, you know, make sure on your Facebook page you're saying, you know, about once a week, you start saying, you know, hey, make sure that you get our newsletters, because if not, you're really missing out, because in here we do this, and this. Because, you know, Facebook is just one part of it. And as you found out, is that once they being in their opinion, decide that you shouldn't have ads on the service, is that they can really cut your marketing down at the knees, right? And suddenly you're like,
Yes, ma'am.
Now what I'm going to do. So I don't want you to be dependent on big tech for anything, including making sure that whatever you're trying to achieve, that they're not putting you into some box, that you're not in that box. So go through the settings, make sure that everything looks great. And then again, that address is facebook.com/ID, where you can ask to be reviewed and have your ads reviewed. And Craig, thank you so much for your call. Just two super beet heart chews is all it takes to get the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. So I have a special deal for you. I take two every morning, and you should too. Get your super beets chews today. Go to the stress, kimsbeets.com. You buy two, you get the third bag free. You don't get that on Amazon. kimsbeets.com. Over at commando.com, we have a great tip about how to get rid of all the junk on your Windows 10 start menu. There's all kinds of great tools in there, but it has a feature that automatically shows recommended app links that are pretty useful, but you can turn this option off. The app list pulls up in the start menu. It can be a hassle, especially if it's full of unwanted pre-installed apps. And we've got a lot of steps and some more Windows 10 tricks that you definitely don't want to miss over at commando.com. Now, you want to stay right where you are, because coming up, oh, I just love this, is brand new or not true? Remember, two products are fake, one is real. Can you be the winner this week? Well, stay tuned, stay with us, and we'll find out. That's right. It's time now for brand new or not true. And stop calling your kids every time you have a tech problem. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. Visit SolveIQ.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. That's right. Brand new or not true is America's national radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess. Because after all, there are literally thousands of new gadgets, apps, websites, smart this, smart that, that are announced every single week, and some make it and some don't. And a lot of times I looked at these tech products over the years and I'm like, what were they thinking? I mean, how could that even be possible that somebody gave them money? So when playing brand new or not true, I present you the home listener along with a very special contestant with three gadgets in the tech world. Now, it's up to you to decide which two products of the three are completely fake. I made them up. But one product is true. Just one product is true. Now, you'll notice that none of the product names are given, because I know some people are cheaters, and we don't want any cheaters. So we're not going to give you the name of the product until we're actually done with brand new or not true, and after our contestant guesses. And our special contestant this week is a lovely woman from Port Angeles, Washington, Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we have two fake products, one real product. And we're going to start with product number one. So say your phone is dead and you reach into your bag and you grab your portable battery charger recharger. You don't have to do that anymore, because now you can take a walk to charge your phone. It's the world's first device charging shoe that creates its own power. It looks like your average running shoe, except has a USB plug on the inside of the right shoe. There's no need to charge the shoe, because the shoe has an internal generator that creates and stores the power as you walk. So with every step, it creates a piezoelectric charge. And if I can barely pronounce it, it has to be real. It harvests kinetic energy. 10,000 steps equals one full shoe charge. A small compartment in the left shoe stores a 3-inch USB cable. The cost is $259 for the pair. Expensive, but not as expensive as cash shoes. You ready? That's product number one. Product number two, learning a new language can be a challenging, time-consuming endeavor. Sleeping is easier. So what if you could do both? That's right. Now we have a special pillow that uses state-of-the-art synthetic fibers to encourage the development of language retention. It works with linguistic reinforcement vibrations and auditory context transmitters to stimulate learning centers in the brain, creating a rapid assimilation of complex knowledge. All this to say, you can go to bed monolingual and wake up bi. Sells for $99, available in Spanish, French, and Italian. And as one satisfied testimony on the website put it, I went to bed speaking English, but I woke up con un dolor de cabeza, with a headache. Finally, product number three. We've all taken photos of our family and they come out wrong. They're blurry. They're not centered. Instead of a picture of your family, it's a picture of a family down the street. Now there's a new camera app to take that takes the picture, but it will search Google for a similar image. You take a picture of the Grand Canyon. You see other pictures of the Grand Canyon. Hit Adventure tab and it shows you a picture of another wonder of the world, like the Grand Cayman Islands, or maybe another grande wonder of the world, Kim Kardashian's butt. Speaking of, say you take a picture of the backside of the mule, it may show you a picture of a politician. You get how it works. The app is free. It has some in-app purchases, including the ability to see any camera that you have at home. It's actually clever. They call that feature the St. Francis of CCTV. All right, so you ready, Donna?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we have product number one are the shoes. Product number two is the language pillow. And product number three is the camera app. Camera app. So which do you think is the real product?
Well, that's hard. I mean, part of me is going with one, and then I'm going to say the real one is the shoe. I'm going to go with the shoe because I want it.
It would be great. All right, so Donna's going with the shoe. But before we go to our judges, I want to tell you that this is, we found a special sounder about the real product on how you could actually use it. So Michael, take it away.
We go to the judges, first of all. And is Donna correct or not correct? Unfortunately, Donna, I think you're not quite correct. However, let's listen to the real product.
Estoy perdido en tus ojos.
Do you have a map? I'm lost in your eyes.
El cielo está muy lejos de aquí.
Are you lost? Heaven is very far away from here.
That's right. The pillow, the Duolingo language pillow. Now, I will tell you, Donna, it's real, kind of real. So we're not going to say that you lost. We're actually going to say that you won, because the Duolingo pillow is actually available on their website, but they don't say when it's going to be released. So it's not here yet. So I think, Michael, don't you think we should say that Donna won?
Donna is a winner.
Okay,
absolutely.
Donna, you won. You
woo-hoo!
Won. Okay. And what you're going to win, before you say woo-hoo, maybe you could choose. You could get a Cameo where I will record a video for you, and then you can use that. Maybe it's a happy birthday to somebody, happy anniversary, or you just give me some fun facts that I can work around that. Or you can choose, because we had somebody who said, I really don't want the Cameo. I'd rather have the Kim Commando Show fanny pack. So which one would you prefer?
My son has already told me he wants a fanny pack.
Okay.
He wanted me to lose desperately.
Okay. So Donna is getting an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. All right. Thanks for playing along. You're a great sport. What's your question for me today?
Well, my 80-year-old parents and I are living in separate households, but we really want to cut the cord. And every time I go into the internet to look at, which streaming service would work best, it's overwhelming. honestly. And I'm at the point of, I keep throwing my hands up going, I don't know.
It is. It becomes, and then after a while, you add it all up, you may find that you're actually paying less for cable.
Right.
They say that the average streamer is now spending more per month than they were when they were paying for cable TV. And that's just something to keep in mind. And now you may not be average, but so what you do is you start with the television. Okay. Let me work through some of the steps. You start with the television, you have a smart TV, and then you start seeing, well, what's available on it. And if it's a smart TV, you can sign up. Most people will just sign up immediately for Netflix. And then because you have all these movies and shows, then you sign up for Amazon Prime, and you probably have a Prime account, and then you can get some movies and shows through that. And then there might be some things that you heard about that you want to watch that are only available on Hulu. Okay, so then you start thinking, okay, well, do I have to pay for Netflix? You may be able to get it for free. Like, for example, if you're a T-Mobile subscriber, you get Netflix for free. So you may be able to see if there are ways that you can get it free by bundling, by looking at bundles. So then after that, that's when you start looking at the programming. Because you're right, you have AT&T, Fubo, Hulu, Hulu Plus Live, Sling TV, YouTube TV, Telemundo. Let's see, there's also Peacock, CBS All Access, Apple TV, Disney Plus, HBO Max. Okay, it's like,
and more keep coming out every day.
Yes. And don't forget, there's also the free ones, Crackle, Plex, Pluto, Tubi. It's like, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? There's a website. I'm going to have to look up the address. And I just found it this past week. And what it does, it allows you to pick your programming, and then it tells you which, it's actually very innovative. It allows you to pick your programming, and then it tells you what services to sign up for. And how they make their money is they're making some affiliate. When you sign up, they may get a buck or two back. So that's how this site makes it. That's how this site is making its money. And so let me send you a link to that site. For everybody else, I'll post it in the Commando community in the Q&A forum. Because is that kind of where you want to start? Are there things that you want to watch?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
well, yeah, my kids have a list and my parents have a list, and they're not all the same.
Of course, because your parents are going to, they're not going to want to watch, MTV or something like that, right? So, it gets so confusing. And then whatever you sign up for, what I do is I use my reminders app in my phone. Is that before it goes up for automatic renewal, as I make an appointment like a year from now, or if it's a 30-day free trial, 30 days from now, just to say to myself, am I still using this service? If I'm not, cancel it. Because otherwise, these subscription services, they just keep adding up and adding up and adding up until you're like, whoa, where did this come from? So I'm going to send that web address to you, Donna. For everybody else, I'll post it over at commando.com in the Q&A forum. You don't want to miss that. That's commando.com/community. And then just hit the link that says Q&A forum. And then there's a special area in there that says show news. And that's where you go. All right, it's time now for our digital privacy tip, and this week it's brought to you by StartMail. I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say for years that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, they're not really free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data to the highest bidder. They just sell it. Your business plan, Google has it. Your medical records, Yahoo can sell them to drug companies, and that's why I use StartMail. It even makes me feel safe again. I can send encrypted emails with just one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And when you delete an email, it's gone forever. Now, I know that so many of you say, you know what? I don't want to switch my email address. Wah, 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 wah. Okay. All right. So you're just going to let big tech take advantage of you? When switching to StartMail, it's easy. You just transfer all of your current email data. There's no starting from scratch. So you can dump the spy mail and get your own StartMail account right now. Go to startmail.com/Kim. You get a 7-day free trial. And if you love knowing that big tech isn't reading your email like I do, you'll also get 50% off the first year. That's the best deal they offer, folks. Exclusive just for you. Go to startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech with your data, with your privacy. Go to startmail.com/Kim. Sign up today. startmail.com/Kim. So often here on the Kim Komando Show, I talk about how you can keep your data private. And if there are these big databases like FamilyTree Now or Cyber Background Checks, then just have your data out there, including your phone number for anybody there for the taking. So I'll tell you how to remove it. But what about stuff you can't remove? Like, number one, you know, Zillow's listing of your personal home. They keep public listings of almost every home out there, includes pictures, intimate details, how much your home is worth, how much you purchased for it. And if you don't want your home listed on Zillow, we have instructions on removing as much as possible. Two, public records of your home. This is tough. At the county assessor site, then find information about your mortgage. And there's also public assessor sites. Number three, legal events like marriages. Divorce, there's a public record easily searchable online. Your first, second, maybe third marriage is out there for anyone to find whether you like it or not. Number four, social media information. So you went ahead and deleted your Facebook account, you deleted your Twitter account. But did you know there may be ways that you can still see that information? And five, taxes. Yes, it's a public record. Taxes fall into that category. Your paid and unpaid taxes can be discovered by anyone out there who's looking for it. Unfortunately, there's nothing that you can do to minimize this coming up. We've got links and some more details. And if you're on social media, this is something that you definitely want to share with your family members and friends to keep them informed and knowledgeable. Head over to Komando.com and hit the link that says Kim's Show. Still to come, there's a new spin on a customer support scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. I always stress the importance of regular data backups, and iDrive's cloud-based backup solution is just the best in the business. Go to iDrive.com, use promo code Kim to save 90% off your first year. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. We have this fabulous newsletter called The Current. It is. And it's one of these newsletters where we write everything that you need to have, what you need to know about it, and it's content that you don't find in any other newsletter, and you don't find this content on our site. You only get it inside The Current newsletter. Like, for example, we have news about how Android is rolling out an update that will keep developers from seeing other apps on your phone, how you can turn your AirPods into jewelry like gold and pearl chains. We have streaming services that are getting even more exclusive and why that's bad news for you. The tech world changes by the minute, and so you can stay ahead of the curve at The Current. Delivered to your inbox twice a week, no ads, no BS. You can sign up right now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Just sign up right now while you're thinking about it, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Craig in Nampa, Idaho. Hello there, Craig.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. What's going on?
So my company is switching their VPN. Last year during the pandemic, a lot of us were working from home. I was one of those a couple days a week. Sure. The VPN we were using was Cisco AnyConnect and the RSA tokens. My question is, they're going to a new company called Global Protect and Duo, and they're asking employees to download an app to their personal cell phone to use to better activate the VPN. My question, for privacy's sake, I've always kept my phone separate from my job, and I'm not sure if that's them overstepping.
Obviously, you're dealing with sensitive data, right?
Yes. So, yeah, I'm a case manager in a prison system.
Okay. It's a hard ask to have somebody, if you're going to be using your phone to send and receive email, I guess, and take pictures and look at case documents and record things.
So just to clarify, and I'm sorry, the cell phone is just basically being used for, and their terminology, forgive me here, is a second factor authentication of a laptop.
Oh, okay. So it's
that
just,
I would be using.
Okay.
Forward.
All right. Okay. So you're just going to be getting 2FAs on the phone. I don't think that's a
believe so.
Yeah. I'm, you know, if it's just 2-factor authentication, you're going to get a text message. I don't think that's a big ask. And I wouldn't worry about the security of my phone under just that scenario. But that said, if it does bother you, what you can do is get a free Google Voice number. And then you can use that for 2-factor authentication, and then you're not going to have your personal cell phone number out there. If you're on an Android phone, you can set up a second user, but I wouldn't necessarily worry about that. If I were you, if it bothered me, I'd probably set up a Google Voice number to use the two-factor authentication and then have that come in under the Google app instead of having my personal phone out there. But, you know, nowadays it's pretty common for businesses of all sizes to ask folks to use their personal phone for, you know, little things. And if it does bother you, like I said, use Google Voice. And if you want, maybe you ask them to reimburse you, say, $25, $50 a month on your cell phone bill. And Craig, thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, we're talking about a new spin on fake customer support calls that's putting your data at risk here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so there's a new scam. It works by sending fake subscription emails that involve some bogus trial period about to expire to tell you that you're going to be billed for a service. They give you a number to call to cancel your supposed subscription. You call, it gets worse. You are now taken to a fake website to download a form because you want to cancel it, of course. And then what it does is it puts malware on your device. You know what? They are just getting more sinister and sinister and sinister by the hour, it seems like. And that's why you always want to stay close to Komando.com, because anytime anything like this happens, we are the first ones on the internet to tell you about it. So make sure that you sign up for our breaking news alerts there at the website too at Komando.com/subscribe. Hey, you want to stay right where you are? We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour you never ever want to miss here on the West Star Multimedia Network.